A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us again. Of course, Scott, yes, is the one who was the former NFL quarterback. Scott and I today spoke to a class up at the University of Utah. And it's one of those things where I just don't even know why. Listen, I'll talk to you about it's a, you know, they're doing broadcasting and stuff like that. They're doing, you know, they're talking about journalism. And I tell them right off the bat, we're not journalists, Scott. But Scott starts going off, starts talking. They're like, tell us your background and stuff. And then at some point it gets to me and I'm like, I don't need to talk anymore. We got Scott Mitchell on, you know, so Scott's an important part of this program. I'll just put it that way.
Well, Alex, it only works with the both of us.
Oh, and stop. Keep going.
Stop it. Yeah. There's did you either have it or you don't.
I got you.
It's just the chemistry thing works.
We got it, bro. Yeah. Here's the deal. So with the NFL Roundup, we got a couple stories we want to jump in on. The very first one off the bat here, I wanted to get to because yesterday we were talking about Julian Edelman announcing his retirement. And then over the last day, the internet's been on fire with discussions on whether or not he should or should not be a Hall of Famer. And I don't know because right off the bat, people are like, yeah, man, look at all the great things he did. I mean, he played with Tom Brady. He won a Super Bowl MVP. He's had some crazy good games. Scott, he has 6 100-yard receiving games in the playoffs. The only one better than him is Jerry Rice. When you throw those things out there, it's like amazing, except for the fact that the rest of his career, if you were to look at the whole thing, he caught 37 passes in his rookie year, then a total of 11 in the next 2 years. So before things even got going, he never really started to tick up those numbers. He was really, the numbers don't add up. And so I was like, oh, I would have assumed that a guy like him would have been in the Hall of Fame. A dozen years playing in the league, a bunch of championships.
I wouldn't even think that at all.
Really?
Yeah, because the Hall of Fame is a perception thing. And the stats are just a way to support your perception. So you can spin the stats however you want. I mean, if they did it like some professional leagues where if you hit these milestones, statistically, you're a Hall of Famer, right? And it's kind of standard across the board, which kind of in some ways makes a lot of sense. But the perception of Julian Edelman is massive overachiever who probably, had he not been with Tom Brady, probably wouldn't have been that good. He's kind of a – whether you like it or not, and he was amazing at it, but he's kind of like the third wide receiver. He's a slot receiver. You know, your real wide receivers or your
so
multifaceted.
You're saying, so slot receivers can't get in the Hall of Fame,
No, but the perception of it is yes. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right.
I'm just saying that's how people look at it.
Nature, the third wide receiver on a team just won't get enough.
I don't even know why we're having this discussion.
Okay. All
because
right.
because I just don't. I think the perception of him is that no. You know, it's like you look at Joe Namath is a good example. Joe Namath, his career statistics, terrible. They're not that good. But he said, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And he was so dynamic. I mean, he was this persona, and he played in New York.
So, okay.
And so you know, had Joe Namath done this in Cincinnati, Joe Namath probably wouldn't even be in the Super Bowl.
See, I'm going to let you say all these things, Scott, and then I'm going to go, thank heavens. Because I don't like Julian Edelman. I'm so glad that you said it all, that this is a guy who's not going to get into the Hall of Fame, that I can go, huh, really? Well, I guess you're the expert. Good. The answer is I don't want him there. That when the Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeted out yesterday, oh, with his announcement of retirement today, Julian Edelman, which, by the way, it's fake. It's a fake retirement. He's going to try to go down and live his dream down in Tampa Bay and be a Buccaneer with his buddies. Garen stinking D. Yep. But that being said, the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame was like, hey, with his retirement, after 12 years in the league, Julian Edelman will be eligible for the class of 2026. And I'm going, and there's a reason they put that buffer on there, Scott, because then time has to kind of filter through. Hey, were you good just because we heard of you because of Tom Brady? And in his case, the answer is abso-dang-lutely. All right. Was he effective in the playoffs? Yes. Was he kind of the secret weapon a little bit for Tom Brady? Yes, but everyone was. Okay. The person who does not deserve to get into the Hall of Fame is Julian Edelman. The person who carried everybody around him into the Hall of Fame in some cases is Tom Brady. Okay.
And it's unfortunate because he also helped Tom Brady become Tom Brady. I mean, he was a guy that delivered. And when you're a quarterback and you have someone that you can trust and you know I can go to this guy, he's going to get open, he's going to make a play for me to convert or a third down or to score a touchdown, that's massive. But the perception is more that he was so much better because of where he was. It wasn't just on him. Julian Edelman, however, will be a guy that will be so obnoxious about promoting himself for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like, probably more than any.
If you have to keep promoting yourself, you have to keep marketing yourself.
He's going
to
be that annoying guy that'll do it. He'll do some kind of documentary on his Hall of Fame quest or something.
And that's produced by and brought to you by and directed by, written by Julian Edelman.
starring.
Next up here, Scott, this is something that'll be music to your ears. The Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks have said that they are not going to have voluntary offseason workouts.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because they didn't do it last year.
I know.
What's the point? All these teams go, hey, wait a minute. Why do we want to do this? This
They're
is ridiculous.
Going to go back. It's like
it's the biggest waste of time in the world, listen, Alex. I hated the volunteer work. I hated them.
The back in 2008, 2009, right? Companies were like, "Hey, listen, we're going to eliminate that third quarter bonus this year. It'll come back next year." People have been waiting for that 2008 bonus to come back, and it has not come back, and it's 2021. The reality is that once you get to a place where you can do this, this is why the preseason games, adding a game and taking away preseason games, you're not going to miss those dang preseason games, okay? And we're never going to go back to being like, I really liked when we had more insignificant games that didn't matter on the schedule. We're going to look for more reasons to actually play actual games, is what I think.
If you're a new coach and a new program, yeah, then it's going to be helpful to get people indoctrinated into your systems, because we're going to have a lot of systems, and we're going to have a lot of smart guys in our systems, and we're going
to. Oh my gosh!
But for a team that's like, you know, that's been around for a while, it's unnecessary in some regards. Could be a little bit counterproductive in that you need to kind of refresh yourself. You need balance. You need to get away from football for a period of time. All these guys, they know the stakes. They know that if I don't show up and I don't perform, I'm not here. Everyone understands.
Yeah, but there's going to be some of those guys who need prodding, and they need to be weighed
then, you know
in
what?
They get, that stuff.
But they get weeded out, Alex. It's just you really do. It's like you don't last if you're that guy. It's just the ship just doesn't sit around and wait for you.
Yeah.
It just goes, you know. And so
and the NFLPA, in the same breath, they're also saying they want to do all virtual OTAs. Hey. Gronkowski did all virtual OTAs.
Just change your shirt.
He virtually didn't do any. That's what the virtual OTAs were. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here when we come back. We've got more on the program, and when I say more on the program, I'm not insulting anybody, okay? It's just our show. We're going to have more things when we come back. It's our two-minute drill. So everything that we did not get to, we're going to jam-pack it all together, and then we'll have ourselves a show. Stay right here with us. More to go. KSL's Unrivaled is right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.